This is Jen Roland of Fueled Fit Focused. Thank you for joining me for today's post. Shifting lanes for a slower pace of life. God's road signs. For years, I watched her live a hurried lifestyle, waking up at 4:40 a.m. and rushing to work without making time for me. Like much of the world, she was cruising down the fast lane, so focused on her own agenda that my attempts to gain her attention and win her affection went unnoticed. In trying to keep up with the flow of traffic, she was always exhausted. But instead of coming to me for refilling, she turned to temporary things. The result was a never-ending cycle of feeling overworked and overwhelmed. That was never my plan. And so little by little, I gently nudged her out of the left lane to a slower pace of life and a simpler way of living. When faced with the decision of whether to devote more time to work or pull over to prioritize her family, I closed the door to the part-time position she desired. I watched her wrestle with indecision, struggling to let go of a career in which she had invested so much time and anchored so much of her identity. But in order for her to anchor her identity in me, discover her true destiny, and create space to focus on what mattered most, I knew she needed to let those other things go. I wept with her as she cleaned out her office and packed up 10 years of teaching materials. I wept with her those first few years as a stay-at-home mom as she stood on her front doorsteps in tears while her husband drove off to work. And I wept with her on the floor of her daughter's playroom as she struggled with loneliness, lack of direction, and feeling like she wasn't living up to her potential. She felt like no one understood, but I understood. And as much as it pained me to watch her struggle, it was all part of my plan. My plan. Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamt of being a mom and staying home with my kids while they were young. I dreamt of pool days and craft projects, of teaching and loving them in a way that would shape their priorities and the people they became. But somewhere between those childhood dreams and the day my daughter was born, those desires became buried beneath societal expectations of who I should be. By my mid-20s, I had 2 college degrees and a clearly defined plan for my life that included earning a PhD, continuing to write curriculum for the state, and mentoring others in the education system. I wanted to make a difference in the lives of others, but I began to equate my work with my worth and buy into a worldly definition of success. My plan was focused more on meeting my goals than living for God's glory. It wasn't what was best for me or my family, nor was it in alignment with God's assignment for my life. To help me realign my priorities and find my purpose, God closed the door to the position I desired so I could focus my attention on my family. I didn't know it at the time, but adopting a slower pace of life also opened the door to a closer relationship with Him. It was through that relationship that I discovered His plan for my life, and because of His work through me, that I've been able to make a difference. Slow down. A simplified life is a focused life, one with a clear sense of direction and purpose. For God to direct our steps and show us the way we should go, we must first slow down. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs 16:9, New King James Version. Listen to these lyrics from Slow Down by Third Day and consider how they might apply to your life. Tell me to slow down if you think that the road I'm on is going nowhere. Tell me to slow down if you know that I'm going too fast for my own good. Tell me to slow down if the way is leading to a dead end. Tell me to slow down, turn around, let me change the way I'm going. Oh, I don't want to let go of all the things that I know are keeping me away from my life. Oh, I don't want to slow down. No, I don't want to look around, but I can't seem to work it out. So help me, God. Tell me to slow down if you see that I'm running too fast in the wrong race. Tell me to slow down if you think that I can't keep up with my own pace. Tell me to slow down because you know if there's ever any question. Tell me to slow down, turn around, let me change my direction. God's road signs. Our direction in life is determined by how we define success. We chase after what we believe will bring us the greatest sense of happiness and fulfillment. What is that thing for you? How do you define success? For most of my life, I was more focused on achieving my goals than fulfilling God's plan. When I slowed down and looked around, I started seeing His signs and found they were pointing me in a different direction. At a children's consignment sale, God caught my attention with an advertisement for a Mothers of Preschoolers group that would open my eyes to where I stood in my walk with Christ, show me it was possible to have a close relationship with Jesus, and provide me with a safe place to share my struggles with women in a similar phase of life. That MOPS group gave me the courage to later leave what was comfortable for a chance to grow. A new church I would have never stepped foot in because it broke my family's tradition became the community where I found spiritual transformation and meaningful connection that dramatically changed my life. In that church, I was invited to participate in a small group where I read the Bible for the first time. Through fellowship with other believers, I began to understand how His Word related to my life. And as I learned how to depend more on Scripture and less on the opinions of others for guidance, God led me down a path toward greater contentment, purpose, and peace with who He created me to be. The process of shifting lanes has required me to loosen my grip on the wheel, relinquishing a bit of control. It was and still is incredibly difficult, but if I could go back, I wouldn't do it differently. In taking me through those trials rather than around them, God got my attention. And as I began to seek what pleases Him instead of conforming to society, I found the comfort and clarity I'd been searching for all those lost, lonely moments on the playroom floor. I don't have it figured out, but I'm discovering that following God means giving up the complete set of directions to focus on the next right thing, one step at a time. He determines how fast we go, when we forge ahead, and when we take a detour. An opportunity for self-reflection. Take a moment to consider where the road you're currently on is headed. Are you traveling in the right direction? Take a look at the people you're following, those who are 5, 10, or 20 years ahead of you. What kind of life are they leading? Is that where you want to be? Is that who you want to become? Is your life characterized by a sense of fulfillment, meaning, and purpose? Or is it all about keeping the pace? Might you need to slow down? Could you be missing His signs? Slowing down looks different for everyone. It might mean being more intentional about spending time with God, saying no to new commitments, taking something off your plate, or being more present in everyday moments. Finding the path God designed for you, rather than following in the world's footsteps, requires attentiveness and a willingness to set our plan aside so we can discern and pursue His. This is where true fulfillment is found. Call to action. God used multiple avenues to grab my attention and slow my pace so He could help me make positive changes. In what ways might He be trying to gain your attention so He can steer you in the right direction? How can you be more intentional about seeking Him in the midst of your daily activities? If you're currently at a standstill in your walk with Christ, consider what next step you can take to start moving. It's easier to direct something already in motion, so rather than wait until you're certain of God's call, step out in faith and trust that He will guide you.